one, do you? Maybe. That was, so we started that off with Creepoid, which was No Idea number 336. And we just ended that with Spoke, which I think is No Idea number 8. I could be wrong. I'm just shooting barrels, shooting ducks in a barrel. Isn't that what you're supposed to say? I don't know. It doesn't say on the record anywhere. I doubt that the idea that they would last for 300 some odd more records was probably infinitesimal back in the early 90s when that record came out. But here we are, still here. Still listening to No Idea Records. Damn you, VAR. Yeah, Spoke. The people's champion. Actually, the nerds champion. I guess Radon would have been the people's champion. But Spoke was kind of like the underdog. Yeah, the nerds liked him. The masses liked Radon. I think the masses chose correctly in the end, but there's something endearing about Spoke. Also, one thing I loved about Spoke was they were one of those bands that could be just breathtaking. They could be amazing, and they could be absolutely atrocious. Like, pretty much every show, John broke string. I wasn't really friends with him, per se, but if you knew John Rush, he was kind of friends with everyone. And I remember him once telling me that his hands were so acidic for whatever reason that he, every time he played guitar, at least in a show environment, he would break a string because he would sweat so much and the fluid or moisture or whatever he was secreting was, I don't know, anathema to the strings. So invariably there was this long delay in every Spoke show. And the ultimate irony was that John was the chatty one. So if it would have been either of the other two that broke something, it probably would have been fine because John would have either played a song by himself or just, you know, captivated the crowd. But that was never the case. Yeah. My favorite Spoke memory, or one of them, like I said, I was just a fan. So I have a different perspective of them than people that were close with them. But I do vividly remember being at the Hardback one year around Halloween, and they were doing like a Halloween show, and they got, and Spoke dressed up like Kiss, which is funny because there's only three of them, but John had gone out like Paul Stanley style, and they had pretty good outfits, if I remember right. As we were talking about earlier, I was enjoying one of those handmade cigarettes, so sometimes things get cloudy. But they had gone all out in this Kiss outfit, and, you know, they kind of made a big to-do about playing, and they get out there, and they also had, like, the worst equipment. You know, that was back in an era where all the musicians had really bad equipment. Like, there was, you know, so they had John had these two PV amps that he would, like, combos that he would hot rod together. And they weren't even like a cool one, like the Renowned or something. It was like just like a crappy, I can't remember. Anyway, so there was always like crackle and pop and just sound weird when he was setting up. It took him a long time to get ready. So they finally got set up and they had all this outfit and the makeup and everything. And I swear it was the first song. It might have been the second song. Jot broke like every string on his guitar. It was like amazing. And he had spray painted his guitar like with these like spirals or whatever on it. And he had the hardest time putting strings back on the guitar. I mean, it literally was like a half an hour. They like set up, they played the one song, and then like, I think they played like three or four more because instead of someone just giving him a guitar, which for some reason didn't happen, he restrung his whole guitar, and I don't even think he had a tuner, so it was like just a very, very painful experience. Plus, they were dressed up and looked like Tools, and I don't know, it was awesome. Anyway, very endearing band. Yeah, check out their records. Their CDs are still available. I'm sure you can download all the songs. That's one of the better ones. All right, I don't know. I'm just gonna play some songs. Apparently, the connection's been going in and out, so I apologize for that. So any kind of theme I had, I think, is out the window. I think I was just trying to be like really white, like sweater style, but I'm just whatever, playing whatever. I'm gonna play some. These are some songs I think are awesome. This is Drive Like Jehu's Adam Jack.
Yeah, you should be able to see me, man. Be glad that I'm not dead. I'm just We'll be right back.
this. That was Gaz with Fact and Criminal from Equalizing Distort. Looks like we're still broadcasting. That's exciting. Kind of winding down the Second Avenue Shuffle here. It's 2:45 in the p.m. So I'm going to do a 45 and a 45. And I think technically this week's edition is a 33, which is a little bit disappointing, but that's how it goes. So this was a few years ago. When was this? I'm sure it says on here somewhere. 2008. Some people in town did a pop festival called Pop Mayhem, and this was the 7-inch that they did to commemorate their Pop Mayhem. So four local pop bands, some of which this is their only release, like this first band, I believe. They probably had a demo, but this is K-Possum.
I'm
That was side one. You ready for side two? Not really in the mood for witty stories. Comic book's getting pretty good. This is Citra Super and Nervous Systems. Oh! Sorry.
Promises broken for sale.
That's the end of the show. Sorry, it was so herky-jerky. Nature of the beast. We'll see you next time here on the Second Avenue Shuffle. Thanks for tuning in. Peace.